My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the president and CEO at Open Doors USA. It is one of the leading organizations worldwide serving the persecuted Christian church. To learn more about them, go to opendoorsusa.org. The organization, as we just mentioned, follows the plight of persecuted Christians around the world. And one area they're particularly focused on today is the situation in Nigeria. The Associated Press is reporting that Nigeria's Islamic extremist leader is threatening to sell more than 300 teenage schoolgirls abducted from a school in the remote northeastern part of the country 3 weeks ago. This figure openly admits on video, with his face in the video, quote, "I abducted your girls because Western education is sinful." He says the students will remain slaves with us. He says they are slaves and I will sell them because I have the market to sell them. Dr. Curry, I think a lot of folks are just starting to pay attention to this story and therefore starting to understand who this group is in Nigeria, this Islamic extremist group. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of Boko Haram, but who are these people?
Well, Boko Haram is an organization, an Islamic extremist group that operates in the northern part of Nigeria. And for the last several months, Open Doors has seen a deterioration of the situation there, where Boko Haram has done many attacks against Christian churches and villages, in some cases surrounding the village and shooting and burning throughout the village, killing 100, 200 people. Now, just some time ago, as you mentioned, these girls kidnapped almost 300 of them, now we believe today, kidnapped and sold for $12.50. So it's a group that seeks to set up a regime that forces their faith upon others. And, of course, Christians are seen in that context as a hostile group. And so they've been attacked. And as you said, education, Open Doors and other groups are promoting, you know, women having access to education and the freedom to have careers and so forth. And they see this as a real threat to their theology. And so they're attacking these Christian schools. And it's very scary.
How long has this group been actively persecuting Christians or Westerners or, I guess, anybody who doesn't follow their ideology?
Well, this struggle has been going on for a few years now. Boko Haram has existed for some time. But the political instability within the country, which has a large Christian population to the south, has exacerbated the situation. So you have some political groups that have sought to, marginalize extremist groups. And so the extremist groups like Boko Haram have lashed out against the political situation there. But it's really the Christians that are in the bullseye of the target.
If I remember correctly, there's been many stories in Nigeria, probably perpetrated by this same group, of burned churches, of murdered college students, mostly men, I believe, in one of the recent stories. So is this taking it to a new horrific level, or is this pretty much the way they operate?
This is the way they operate, but I think it's particularly caught the imagination now of the American press because these are innocent girls. They're just at school trying to be educated so that they can have a better future. And the Islamic group Boko Haram sees this as a threat because they see their education of women as problematic to their theology.
We're talking with Dr. David Curry of Open Doors USA. You mentioned the political instability there. The president there is a man by the name of Goodluck Jonathan. How would you characterize his leadership? And at the same time, what, if anything, are you urging the American administration, the UN, anybody else to do in this situation?
Well, the political leadership has been ineffectual to this point. They don't seem to have the resources or the will to protect Christian churches, schools, and some of these outlying villages where Christians gather together for safety. The Western governments have been ineffectual as well. That we're not been supporting, even though there have been extreme attacks in northern Nigeria for some time now. We're just now, the American government and others, is just now starting to speak up and consider some plans to support the Nigerian government. So you have some ineffectual political leadership on either side, Christians need to make sure that this is a topic that stays front of mind in the awareness of the American public, because it's so crucial that this situation is so brutal and desperate.
How legitimate is the hope that these girls will be returned to their families?
I think it's, unfortunately, I think it's very difficult to envision where they're all going to be returned to their families. But we're certainly hoping and praying that that's the case. But as time goes on now, weeks now, you begin to wonder if they'll be able to bring back these girls, which are being scattered around the world.
Boko Haram is claiming that two of the girls have died, about 20 are ill, and obviously most of them, they say, are for sale. One other part of this Associated Press story says, this is an intermediary speaking, an intermediary between Boko Haram and the government, saying that Christians among the girls have been forced to convert to Islam. And obviously most people in the West have never been forced at gunpoint or under any sort of other threat to renounce or change their faith. What's your experience in talking to persecuted believers about how they handle that particular situation and what they do in that situation?
Well, the Islamic extremist regime that the Boko Haram is trying to encourage believes that you can't force people into certain behaviors. So they don't see conversion as a spiritual dimension so much as agreeing to the demands of their regime. So, but it's very dangerous and problematic for these folks who have a Christian faith that is based on their belief system and their values. And the very fact that these girls are in school suggests that nearly all of them would be Christians, because they otherwise they wouldn't likely be in school in those areas.
Dr. Curry, last question. What is Open Doors USA doing on this particular issue, and what prayer requests do you have for our listeners? Because obviously that's the biggest way they can help right now.
Open Doors is very active within Nigeria to support the church, help rebuild some of these churches that have been attacked and burned down, to try to support these educational programs where we're helping to educate women and girls in these areas. So we're right there, and we just encourage Christians to support work in these areas, to be prayerful for the safety of these girls and these ministries that are operating in northern Nigeria.
Dr. Curry, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for bringing us up to speed on this very difficult story.
Thank you so much.
Dr. David Curry is president and CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide serving the persecuted Christian church. More information can be found at opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.